apps that work with Siri shortcuts.
You'll learn what the term Metroidvania means.
Oh, and logic puzzles all day, every day.
It's time for iOS Today.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
iOS Today is brought to you by Slide Belts by Brig Taylor. High-quality, comfortable ratchet belts that are easy to adjust. If you want a better belt, go to slidebelts.com/TWiT and use the code TWiT for 20% off. And by Tres Pontas, freshly roasted premium select coffee shipped directly to you. Visit trespontas.com/iOS and use the code iOS to save 20% off every bag of coffee in your subscription. iOS Today time. I'm Leo Laporte.
I'm Megan Maroney.
And this is a show where... Hi, Megan Maroney.
Hi, Leo Laporte.
Great to see you, too. This is the show where we talk about iOS stuff. iPads, iPhones, Apple Watches, Apple TVs. And this is the last iOS Today for this old iPad.
Well, I don't know if we'll have new iPads.
That's true.
By next week.
But there is... And I'm so excited because we finally got an invitation.
Mm-hmm, we did.
To the hot new Apple event,
here
which is coming up.
You are invited.
You know what I had heard, which is great, that each one of these looks a little different. Mm-hmm. That it's designer. They had dozens of different Apple logos. And boy, ours really does look, what does it say inside?
Inside it says, talk about our stuff. Love Apple-y or LLC.
Apple is not an LLC, which makes me think... that perhaps this is fraudulent.
What? I think it's original highlighter on recycled paper from the recycle bin.
What's it say on the back? Does it say proudly made in California by Chinese people?
Yeah.
No.
That doesn't say LLC. It says Lee. Apple-y. It's all Apple-y.
So, once again, we are standing out in the cold rain. Actually... this time, it's not in California. Mm-hmm. It's in New York. It's in Brooklyn, which is super hip of Apple, at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. And while Apple doesn't say anything, what was the tagline? It wasn't get all Apple-y.
We're making something new, or make something new, make some new stuff.
It was the usual cryptic phrase. I did like it, though, that they had beautifully designed Apple logos. There were quite a few of them. Kevin, did you cue that up?
I've got it on my iPad.
Okay, we can show.
I don't have all of them, but
no one does. But
there's more in the making.
And then there were a number of.
I thought there was
one that was iron filings, and
yeah,
you know, they obviously went out to
artists
and got them to do their take on the Apple logo.
Do you think it had to do with the people who got them? Like the art had to do with. I think this might have been my favorite.
You could spend too much time reading the tea leaves on this
one. Looks like someone painted it on mushrooms.
That's really cool. That's not a mushroom. That's an apple.
Oh.
But it is painted on it.
that's what I meant.
That's what you meant. And there's the finger painting on the, I guess.
There we go.
I really like it. So I don't know if it had anything to do with the people who got them. But I think clearly what they're showing here... is using as some sort of Apple device for making, you know, painting for art. Now, we know that in the iOS 12.1 beta, we've already seen images of an iPad with curiously small bezels. And there are two sizes to duplicate what is essentially the iPad Pro line, the 10.5 and the 12.9. Although because of the larger bezels, the screen size will be bigger.
Yeah, it's like 11 and 12.9.
Yeah, and what we won't see is a home button. We don't see those on the render, not renders, but the icons that are in the 12.1. And that's not, all of this is to be expected, that they're going to make it more like an iPhone 10. So they're going to have Face ID. Now, here's a really interesting rumor I heard on Sunday. And I got it from Seth Weintraub, who is Mr. 9 to 5, right? Mm-hmm. He has 9 to 5 Mac, 9 to 5 Google Electric. And he's kind of on the inside. He said the rumor he'd heard is that these new iPads, and this was a shocker, we'd heard that it might have a Type-C.
USB-C,
yeah. Yeah, port. We'll have both Type-C and Lightning.
What?
What?
Well, you need something for your old Apple Pencil. right? You don't have to.
Rumor is there'll be a new Apple Pencil, kind of like the new Apple Pencil that came out with the iPad for education, mm-hmm. that it won't require pairing as this one currently does by connecting it to the Lightning port, right?
So elegantly.
And charging it might be different. Maybe, I don't know. And then, let's see how my pencil, I probably should charge it. It's not even showing up in the battery section. That usually means it has to be kind of repaired. Mm-hmm. So the theory is that these will be Bluetooth pencils like the ones in education. Apple's a little bit better than Google was. Google's new phone, which they announced last week, was no surprise at all. Everything that we had heard about it was absolutely true. Apple has been having a little trouble keeping the supply chain under wraps, but so far... Mm-hmm. We're not sure. The other question that floats in the air, much like this spurious invitation, mm-hmm. is will they do Macs? Whether there'll be a MacBook, a MacBook Air, or a Mac Mini.
I am crossing my fingers for a consumer-priced MacBook.
Yeah.
Like under $1,000.
Under $1,000. Yeah.
And selfishly, because my kids go to a high school, which is BYOD, bring your own device, and the boys will be starting there next year. So that's two.
You'll have to buy.
And we bought Annabella the MacBook Pro because we thought, you know, buy the device that will have the power. Because she doesn't really, you know, all that video editing, I imagine she would do with it. She doesn't do it.
Did you get her the 13-inch?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's light.
Right. And we got it refurbished. So it was
you
like,
save some money.
And we also, parental tip, we used our college savings for this. So non-tax, like 501.
Nice.
C or whatever. You can use that for computers, cars, whatever. So like we're banking
really
on her getting... you know, some sort of scholarship to college. But anyway, like they're going to take that money anyway. So you might as well use it. That's what I say.
You mean if you don't spend it, you lose it?
Well, if you don't spend it, then you spend it on college. But if you don't have it, then you possibly will get more financially.
This was my excuse for not saving anything for college was, well, I want them to get either they'll get financial aid or I'll invent a podcast network and make so much money that I can send them through college.
Right. So,
I won't tell you which of the two happened.
I will work at that podcast network for the
and
remaining
I will
6 years.
Megan for the rest of her life.
Just 6 years.
So that she can send her children to college.
Yes.
6 years, is that it?
Well,
that actually coincides quite nicely with our plans.
Because
we have 8 years on the lease, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So between, 8 years from now, I'll be practically 70.
Mm-hmm.
I don't look that old, do I?
No.
No, I look dashingly like in my 50s. Stop it with a gray icon. all right, so let's hope. Anyway, you and I are getting up early because
it is on
the East Coast and they're starting. And we got the invitation to watch the stream.
You are invited. You are invited to
You're
be with
invited
us
to, our
to
stream.
Talk about Apple
We're
stuff.
We're going to send you an invite.
LLC.
7 a.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. On October 30th, which is 1 week from today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always like, I know I'm a sucker. In fact, somebody on Business Insider wrote a pretty well-reasoned out piece that these keynotes, this whole idea of keynotes is bad and wrong and they should abandon them. But I have to say it works. It mm-hmm. gets certainly the press and certainly us in the Apple press excited about mm-hmm. what's new. And we all tune in and watch and Apple gets a rare opportunity to set the tone, to say, well, you know, yeah, it's a piece of glass computer with touch, but here's what we think about it. You know, here's what it is. And I think what we're going to see, especially with, as we talked about last week, the release of a Photoshop for the iPad, full Photoshop, grown up by Photoshop for the iPad, I think we're going to see Apple push more and more into this is a PC, this is your computer, this is the mm-hmm. only computer you need. Which makes me wonder what they're going to do with the Mac. So I will be watching as a Mac lover. I'll be watching next week with some real interest. They may even mention the Mac Pro because Intel has a new Xeon chip that would be very nice for the mm-hmm. Mac Pro. So we'll see.
We'll see. We're going to talk about apps that work with Siri shortcuts. We'll talk a little bit about Siri shortcuts, the apps that the Apple apps, the iOS apps, and also external third-party apps.
That's today's show.
Next week we'll probably just be gushing
about the new hardware.
Yeah, next week we're going to 7 a.m. We'll be here. Why don't you just stay here all night? Because I don't know that I can
make it
at
7 a.m. That's not a problem. For an Apple event, I'm never late.
Okay, all right. It's the what you
it's
do
this
after
show. I'm always late.
Okay, so 7 a.m., be there.
I had to be late. The chimney sweep arrived. He said, hello, governor. And I said, hello, Dick Van Dyke. What are you doing here? And he said, I'm here to sweep your chimneys. We actually have chimney sweeps. They don't talk like that.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, they don't dance.
But then, okay, that's a really good excuse.
They don't even have those cute brushes on a pole with a...
You've been late so many times. You have so... It's like those Apple invitations. You have that many excuses.
I have an excuse for every occasion.
The chimney sweeps arrived.
As the chat room is wont to say, he's not late. He's on Leo time.
Right, and it starts when it starts. So let's start talking about shortcuts.
They're already Aunt Pruitt's starting a betting pool about whether I'll show up at 7 a.m. next week. That's because he wants me to be here.
Yes.
You'll be here.
Exactly. I'll be here.
So I don't really have to rush.
No, you don't have to rush.
Tim Cook will be on time, I bet ya.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
let's talk about Siri shortcuts. First, let's show you where Siri... Because I don't even think you were sure about it.
No. And
I think this is Apple's fault. I do blame Apple. Because what they do, unfortunately, with the settings is very confusing. Like, some apps have settings in the app. Some apps have... Most apps have settings in the settings app. And the Siri, you know, you might be tempted to look in general. But if you go down to Siri and search, oh, well, that has its own entry now. Mm-hmm. And this is where you'll see the Siri shortcuts. And these are suggested. Let me turn my brightness down. Sometimes I'm just too smart for everybody. How about that? That looks a little bit better. So the suggested shortcuts are based on, and we were talking about this before the show. Is this stuff you do a lot? Or is this just whatever you did recently? Yeah. I've only asked for the precipitation forecast once. Mm-hmm. I think maybe, though, what happened here is notice these three are all from Dark Sky. When I installed Dark Sky on the phone, it said, oh, well, let's add, because Dark Sky supports Siri shortcuts, let's add a few of the things you can do. So if I wanted to add this, it's easy. Did you see what I did there? Mm-hmm. These are the suggested shortcuts. This is the easiest way to add a shortcut. I'll press the plus button. It says add to Siri. And I'm going to say, is it going to rain? And now that's my phrase. So if I do this, let's see if it works. Hey, Siri, is it going to rain? Oh, this bothers me every time. I have too many Siri devices.
Yep.
Yeah, Siri thinks I'm still talking to her.
You could press the button to get
Let's
Siri
do it too. That way, right? Is it going to rain? And now, and this is the only thing I don't like. No precipitation for the next week. It takes a little longer.
It does. Yeah.
That one wasn't too bad.
Well, because I could actually, let's just see if I ask mine. Is it going to rain?
It doesn't look like it's going to rain.
So that was better, and it was in a British voice.
Well, and that's also something built into Siri, right? But it's going to show me the weather app, not your Dark Skies app, which you prefer. But
well,
it is faster.
Frankly, you got not only did you get it faster, you got a better answer. Because look, that shows all through the day. All I got was this, and then I have to tap this to launch Dark Sky. Now, I happen to like Dark Sky once I get into it. But yeah, so maybe don't have it do things that Siri can do natively.
Well, that's the thing but Siri, you never know exactly what she can do. Or like, is it going to rain is one that's pretty basic. But then there are a lot of things like you could ask Siri to play your podcast. That's pretty easy if you have Apple Music. Like, I'm not podcast playlist. So like I say, play my magic mixtape.
And look how fast that was. Mm-hmm. But if you could still do it in Spotify or other things that support Siri shortcuts, but then it has to launch the app,
look up the playlist. I doubt Spotify supports Siri.
You think?
I don't know, but then...
actually, I don't see any music apps in the... That's nice.
But then you have to say, play my playlist.
Is that your dog or is that just a random dog?
that's from Unsplash.
Oh, that's the wallpaper company.
Yes. Yeah. He's adorable, isn't he?
Isn't he cute? Looks a little like E.T.
I made a shortcut through this. So the other way you get Siri shortcuts is through the Shortcuts app, which you have to download separately. It's an iOS app, but you download it separately. It doesn't come with iOS. So I made this shortcut, I Need to Cry, so that then it plays a playlist. I don't have to say playlist or anything. And so I can say, I Need to Cry.
Done.
Done is a little much. Done.
And then it plays this playlist that I made about sad songs. Slam on the brake.
Before
That's kind of cool.
So I could also say, you know, turn on my playlist. I need to, you know, my sad songs playlist. That's the one I created, but it's super easy to create them. And I know you can do a lot more, but I don't need to cry anymore.
I think that what Apple did was very interesting in two ways, and I think I've mentioned this before, but I'll reiterate it. One, the Apple had a problem, which was making Siri smarter. Mm-hmm. So by letting app developers add this kind of functionality to the app, they can kind of put off onto some apps some functionality, and that app can be responsible for any privacy violations because Apple really doesn't want Siri to spy on you. But, you know, the Starbucks app might know that you buy a Starbucks at the same time every day. And so it can be kind of responsible for knowing that you have a, you know, relationship with Starbucks. You have the app. You agreed to their privacy policy. So it gives Siri some functionality without Apple having to know anything more about you. It also, so it makes Siri more powerful. It avoids the privacy issue. And then the other thing I think Apple did very intelligently, and this is a real problem. Anytime you give a scripting functionality to a programming language, and Apple knows this because the Mac has had Apple Script and Automator for years, and those who know and use it love it, but the vast majority of Apple Macintosh users have no idea it even exists, let alone use it. So Apple wanted a way that you could surface these and fairly easily. Now, you still have to know to look in the Siri and search area, but it's at least creating sample shortcuts for you all the time to give you an idea. So you don't have to download the Shortcuts app. Because once you get to the Shortcuts app, it's work.
Yeah, so here's the Shortcuts app, and there's where my non-programming mind gets confused. Because there's things I have to drag and drop over here. There's scripting. So I guess if I drag and drop this, I could, if I need to cry, I could choose from a list of playlists, right? That's what that's doing.
You can make it more sophisticated.
And I select multiple.
You could even do things like add, is it going to rain, to your forecast?
Oh, right.
So anything that you can make a Siri shortcut can then become part of the shortcuts. And you can make them. And so the thing to understand, and we've gone through this once before, and you know who's really great on this is Lauren Brichter, is really the king of the shortcuts program, which used to be workflow. Mm-hmm. And he's been a king since it was workflow. But show it again, because what the key is to understand is that this is going to be a sequence of things that are going to run, and that the output of one of something can go into the input of another. Mm-hmm. So I'll show you.
So if it's going to rain, then remind me to bring an umbrella.
Well, for instance, you could say, you could make this your good morning one.
Right.
And it could say, get the weather forecast. If it's going to be rainy, play me sad songs. If it's going to be sunny, play me happy songs. Unfortunately, you can't do that because there's no, to my knowledge, weather app that will say, have an output that it's rainy or it's sunny. And so they have to be wise enough about the Shortcuts app to output in such a way that the next block can use it. So it is a little limiting in that respect, but there are many, many things you can do. I mean, it really is kind of the sky's the limit on this thing. So I think this was Apple's intent, starting with the simple pre-built shortcuts, which makes Siri smarter, gives you some things, and then you can start making routines in the Shortcuts app if you want to get a little more sophisticated and fancy. And I think that's kind of the key in general to teaching people programming, is give them an easy way to get into it and then hope that their curiosity, and it will only happen in 1 in 10 people, but their curiosity will push them forward, and then they'll find these great additional capabilities.
Right, because that's what, so like in here, set variable, what is this for?
So if you look at something and you want to know what it does, above that.
Okay, so here's I want to create a good morning.
So routine. See the button in the upper right hand corner.
This one.
No, of each block.
Oh, that.
That'll tell you. Yeah.
Tap it. Won't close it.
Well, maybe it does. It does. Never mind. Where is that? It's hard for me to look at it on your screen and figure it out.
So I know I've
figured
out.
There's a button that will tell you, maybe hit the left-hand button.
Oh.
There you go.
There we go.
That will tell you what you can do with it.
Okay.
And we'll give you, we'll allow you to favorite it, which is nice. So you, if it's something you use a lot, and by the way, set variable may well be something you use a lot. And you see it has input and it has result. So in effect, you could take, and the point of this is you could take the output of the previous block and save it and send it to a different block than the next one. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do. And
so that programmers need that. Otherwise, right. All you can do is sequences. You can't right. You can't save any information. So you need a way of saving some information.
So I figured out how to do two things at once. So I can, let's see. What was the thing I set it to say? Show me the news. Oh, that's not what I want. Let me see. What did I... there we go. Give me the news. Give me the news. So this is Twitter. And it should be playing sad music at the same time. Is it? No. There we go. So that shortcut, give me the news, will show me Twitter and sad music.
Nice.
But not one after the other. That's the thing that I need to figure out how to do.
Well, let me show you an example of daisy chaining. Very
okay.
simple.
Daisy chaining.
So one of the things that I use this for, and it actually came up as we were traveling. One of the things that, and I've mentioned this before, we like to do when we get off the bus is set a pin at our location so we can get back to the bus or the train station or wherever. So I have something called Save My Location. And it is a simple example of that kind of thing. So first we get the current location. Now it doesn't work on an iPad because we don't have that particular functionality in this iPad. But then you see there's a little line. You can barely see it. But that little line shows that the next thing can take that, and you see that there is a variable. So I'm going to send myself a message. I've been trying to find other ways to do this. You know, the ideal would be send maps, drop a pin on a map. But unfortunately, Maps doesn't have that. So you can only do things, functions that the apps expose to Siri shortcuts. So in this case, sends a message in SMS, pass image, video, or other files as input to include attachments. So the input can be anything as an attachment, and the result will be a message. So I'm taking the current location and attaching it. See, there it shows up as a variable. And then sending that message wouldn't run. And then one more thing I added, which was send a notification. So after I go, Siri, save my location, I want to know that it actually sent that. It's going to send this as a text message where I am currently. And I can update. Now, this doesn't have, I do it on my iPhone, so I'm going to give it permission to do all of that. Location information while using the app. Okay, so it has location capability now. So that's an example of taking the output from one task, putting it into the next, and then into the next. And these daisy chain down. I don't know what's going on. Update notification settings.
Well, what I found is your shortcuts will go across all of your iOS devices.
Yes,
if you don't have the app installed, then it'll say I can't do that, and you have to give it permissions on all your devices.
Exactly.
For every.
So this was created on an iPhone, obviously, because it has GPS and it's come over. This is a funny one that somebody. Actually, I don't want to run it. This was a funny one that somebody created that gives you an idea of all the things you can do. This is called I'm Being Pulled Over by the Police.
Ah.
And it got a lot of attention when it was created. So if you are getting pulled over, what you would do is, hey, Siri, I'm being pulled over or whatever.
I don't know what you mean by pulled over, whatever.
Yeah, I know you don't.
Web search for
no, how about not? So I shouldn't have said the HS word. I apologize. But first thing it does, it turns off your music if you're
Smart.
Listening to music. It sets Do Not Disturb. I don't want my phone ringing.
Right, or
okay.
You want to know
right?
that it's on Do Not Disturb.
Now, this is an interesting thing, though, because it's at this point going to do something kind of sneaky. It's turning the brightness all the way down. It's getting the current location. It's sending a message, in this case to my wife, I'm getting pulled over. My current location is current location, latitude and longitude. Location will be an address. So we're also sending, in case there's no usable address, latitude and longitude. And then it starts the camera and starts taping it.
But even recording though your phone is on Do Not Disturb or camera on your...
That's
your-
on the phone. It's turning on. It says take a video. This phone. Is all happening in sequence. So yeah. After it sends a text to Lisa, it starts videoing from the front camera, high quality. Once the video's concluded, after the officer leaves, I'll save that to the photo album. And now I'm going to get a variable. This is an example of using a variable, which is the saved media. I'm returning the brightness to normal. I am, by the way, see this variable is persistent. So I have this variable, save photo media. So I have it and I can continue to use it. And I'm blogging this. I'm saying, here's a video of the police interaction, and I will add the photo media to that. I'm turning Do Not Disturb off. And so this is the guy who wrote this, Robert A. Peterson, and he posted it on Reddit. Oh, and there's more, by the way. Uploading the video to the Dropbox or the iCloud and then moving on.
That's dark.
So this is a dark script, but I use it because it's one of the more elaborate scripts out there. And it gives you an idea of the kinds of things you can do. And so it's important. It's valuable to think of to get a little more sophisticated in the kind of things that you can do. Here's the one that I use probably more than any other. Find calendar events where the day is today and the following is true. I'm home and on my Leo Twit calendar, it says iOS Today Show. Then I get my travel location from home to work. And then I send you a text saying running a little late, be there in. And I'm getting, see that input that comes from the travel time.
And then
I send you that message.
Brilliant.
Isn't that brilliant?
And then you don't have to be on time
then
anymore.
I just say, but the problem is you can only send that when you're leaving. Because otherwise the travel time will give you away.
Yeah, that's true.
So I should write another one that adds 10 minutes to my travel time.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a great idea. Let me just do that. Now I can trigger that action. And it's like a snooze alarm. I now have 10 minutes before I have to get in the car.
I love it. One day I think I will do more elaborate shortcuts. But for now, I just like the simple one. So I
would start with the simple. Absolutely. Right. And even that's a step because you have to know. You have to go to Siri and search in your settings. And you have to look at them. And you have to enact them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I would bet you 90% of iPhone users will never even do that.
Right. Exactly.
And of the 10% that do, only 1% of the 10%, which means, what is that, one in a thousand, will ever do what we just described, do these Siri shortcuts.
But yeah, so there's a website someone sent me on Twitter called Shortcuts Gallery.
There's a lot of stuff out there.
That really has a ton of shortcuts if you don't want to create your own. And again, like you said, you can use these in case of an emergency, blank to create your own file. Like, so you create an emergency file. That's pretty good. I mean, a lot of these things are included in Apple already. But you know, these are a lot of interesting things that download your social media photos from YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Choose the quality. I think that's a nice one. So there's lots of good ones.
And as you use your iPhone, it's a great idea, though, to look at Siri and search and see what shortcuts your iPhone suggests because it's watching everything you're doing. It really wants me to call my mom.
Yeah, you should. You should call your mom.
It's watching everything you're doing and suggests things that you've done, and in this case, only once before. But, but there's news, see my briefing, read the latest headlines. So it's a great place to start. Mm-hmm. And then, if you want, edit the shortcuts. And then the third part would be start looking at other people's shortcuts and see what you can add. I think looking at other people's shortcuts is the same thing. All coders start coding this way. We look at other people's code and see what they do. And that's a great way to learn how to code.
I agree. So I just saved this one from the shortcuts gallery.
Which one?
It was called Fortune Cookie.
I love that.
And
An old Unix. It's funny because that's program has probably been around as long as there have been computers, personal computers.
So hello, Fortune Cookie, here is your cookie. Press OK to crack open your fortune cookie and read what's inside.
Oh, how cute. Could not run.
Vibrate device. Okay. But I'd have to.
You'd have to edit
an iPhone. Because you can't vibrate an iPhone? I mean, an iPad? Yeah. Like, why?
I guess not, right?
Okay, let's try it here. Hello. Here is your cookie. Ooh, it vibrated.
Oh, it's making a sound. That's why.
Oops, fortune cookie, looks like you have an empty cookie. Try again. What?
Probably the place it's going. So this is the problem, and this is welcome to another fun bit of coding, which is bugs. Mm. So this script is great, but the one thing it's trying to do, did you get a fortune?
Look in the mirror without admiring your reflection. Okay.
That's hard to do.
So why did it not give me a fortune?
So it's going out to the internet to get fortunes. And I guess it got an empty fortune.
Well, I guess that's real life. Sometimes you get an empty fortune.
I mean, that may be a bug, too, and there'll be ways maybe. And so what your next step is, take other people's code and fix it, make it better. Add something, take something out. And then that's how you get to be a programmer, frankly, is doing all of the above.
So there's not all apps work with shortcuts.
No, I wish more did. And even more frustratingly, some apps like Maps that don't provide the one thing that you want them to do. Right?
Yeah.
They have to expose the functions.
Right. So one that I like, there's an app called Productive that I've been using for a while. Because, you know, I always want to be living my best life.
Are you ever going to get there?
I don't.
You've been
I don't
working
think
on
so.
This an awful long
Nobody
time.
Nobody gets there. The joy is in the journey. Oh. So here are my habits: eating a good meal, brushing and flossing, taking my vitamins, jar of awesome, which is one that I created myself, which is creating a little jar of all the awesome things in my life. It's a little gratitude practice.
And then you burn them at the end?
No, I mean, I could. But it's hard to...
Thank you.
It's hard to, like, I have all these apps and I set them all up and then using them is difficult. So going into the app and then saying that I've eaten a good meal. So I've set this up with Siri shortcuts. So I should be able to say, show me my habits.
Here are your current habits.
So I don't have to open that app. I don't have to, like, because sometimes opening an app leads me into all kinds of things, usually Twitter. So I've seen them there.
So now you know you have to do all those things.
Right. Yeah. And so if I drank a bunch of water, that's one of my habits that's not on there. Hopefully, let's cross our fingers, that's work. I can just say, I drank some water.
Okay, Megan, here's what I found.
Okay, let's try it again.
Oh, Siri, you're a never-ending
I drank
source.
Some water.
Okay, check it out.
Dang it. So it's supposed to mark that
now, this
I've
is good
drank
that we
water.
Show this because it's really important to understand that it won't work right away.
Right.
It can be a little... Don't give up.
Let's try it again. I drank water.
Done. I've marked drink some water as done. That's done.
Done.
Okay.
It's
so now
done.
Every time like I drank
three
a
times
bunch of water.
It was done.
So I have to say I drank water, even though it hears me say I drink water and then it doesn't show me another Applebee's, which I do not want.
Well, that's where you could go to drink water, I guess was the gist of that.
Yes, as Helpless Corgi says in the chat room, Applebee's has the best water.
They have such good water.
So Productive is a good one that works with Siri.
And if I have to be honest, this is the thing that's going to make this maybe break this, which is people when it doesn't give you enough control to really make this work flawlessly. Mm-hmm. It's kind, and this is the problem with Siri in general. It's kind of hit and miss. Mm-hmm. Half the time she's going to say, I don't know, but let me search the web for that.
Right.
At least she's at least responding. Remember when Siri first came out, half the time it did nothing.
Yeah.
It was the network's dead. So at least Siri, they've got that working. But this is the frustration. Anybody who's done any real programming will immediately go, oh, I can't do this because it's unpredictable. Mm-hmm. And I think Apple does need to work. I don't know how you solve that. It may be just a function of the limitations of this kind of thing. But yeah, the fact that you had to try three times to add water to your list.
Let's try this one. Here's an app I know you use, TripIt.
Love
so
TripIt
works with Siri shortcuts. I should be able to ask, show me my upcoming travel plans. Show me my upcoming travel plans.
Here's your appointment.
Okay, so that's my dad's calendar. He's playing golf with his friend Craig. That's not what I wanted. Upcoming travel plans. There we go. So it opens TripIt.
Wow. Now you had to write this, right?
know. I think it Tripit. No, I just, I don't remember.
Tripit volunteered it.
So yeah, it.
And this is the first time you opened Tripit, so you got that.
Right. So here's my trip in December.
I wonder if I can do that. Upcoming travel plans. Cause I've never set that up. Oh.
Here's your appointment.
Okay. So that it showed you that. So I should be able
I think it just sees the word upcoming.
I'm going to share it with you.
Oh, so you can share a script to me?
Yeah.
So cool. There,
okay. I don't want to create an iCloud link. I just tried to airdrop it to you. There it goes.
So this is nice. Megan Maroney, or Marone as we call her, would like to share one shortcuts link. Decline or accept. I'm going to accept that. And now it gets added. Okay. Get the shortcut. It's telling me what it is. It's been added to my library.
So then I think you'd actually have to add it to Siri after that. So upcoming travel plans. Okay.
Oh, I don't have the same Tripit as you do. Well, you have the free Tripit. I have the paid Tripit.
So that's okay.
That'd be easy to modify. So.
So that's, it should, if you have the pro Tripit, it should show you the pro. That's.
Well, that maybe is how you did it. Maybe Tripit's not on here, but I'm pretty sure it is. Let's just see. Tripit. Yeah. This is actually a problem with Tripit, is there's two different Tripits on the store. So
you'd probably just have to change it to your Tripit.
Yes, which wouldn't be so very hard.
No. And so, then you'd have to add it to Siri and tell it, you know, whatever you.
So let's take that out. Well, before I do that, let's see if I have, let's search for Tripit here. Yeah.
I think I did it within the Tripit app. But I don't remember how I did it.
It probably was a suggestion to you once you install the Tripit app. That's interesting that it's not seeing Tripit here. Again, this is the kind of thing that will make people crazy. But if you want to be a programmer, you gotta.
Okay. So here's.
Do it.
I think it was in, if you show my phone, it was in Siri shortcuts.
In Tripit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe that's the key.
Tripit shortcuts.
So let me go to settings. You probably have to turn it on, right? Maybe the Tripit I have doesn't have that functionality. It was in your settings?
It was in the settings of the Tripit app. Yeah.
Maybe you have a better Siri.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe it's only on the iPhone.
Oh, maybe. But I did it on my iPad.
Yeah. Huh. Let's see. I'll turn on, go to Tripit here. Maybe I should have that other Tripit that you have, really good Tripit.
So go to the
there it is.
No, on his.
On the iPhone. It's only on the iPhone. Okay. Then Siri shortcuts.
And then manage.
And then upcoming travel plans. Let's add that. Oh, this is how you did it. So you can't do it in the shortcuts. What are my travel plans? That's the other thing, is you have to kind of remember.
Right. You could say, like, get the heck out of here or something. How to get the heck out of here, Siri.
What are my travel plans?
I didn't find any appointments about my travel in the next 3 months.
Well, what are my travel plans? Now, this is the thing that bugs me.
Alaska Airlines flight 1024.
So there you go. That's actually exactly what we wanted to have happen. Mm-hmm. So thank you for sharing that with me. That's a great little thing. And I think if the problem is, now I have to remember that, what are my travel plans? Mm-hmm. But if, and I have to do it when there's no one else in the room speaking, which is really a bit of a problem with Siri, especially since every time I launch Siri, people start messing with me.
Yes.
But, that's really good. What are my travel plans? So as you're going to the airport, or maybe you're in the cab and you're trying to remember, what flight am I on? Mm-hmm. That's a great thing to have.
Or someone says, like, where are you going? And what are my travel plans?
Now, does that mean that this will now be available to me on my iPad?
Try it.
What are my travel plans?
I don't see an app for that. You'll need to download one.
All right.
But you don't. But you have Tripit on there, right?
Yeah. Obviously, the Tripit for the iPad has. Well, but no, yours works.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, golly gosh.
What are my travel plans?
You have more than 24 upcoming appointments.
Okay, so that...
your calendar. It's not giving you TripIt, but it did work.
It did. It gave me
but
my
your, that's because your Siri appointment. Request is different.
What did I ask for it?
That's the other thing. Now, by the way, you can find that in your Siri in search settings.
I just said upcoming travel plans.
Yeah.
There we go.
So your syntax is different. But you get a different result, too, which is too bad because I like my result. So if you go to Siri and search, you'll see at the very top, here are the shortcuts. And this is so you can remember what things you've got on here, mm-hmm. you know. And by the way, I have some interesting ones that I got from, I think, Lauren Brichter, like Add a Frame, which is kind of cool. Make an animated selfie, make an animated gift, save my location I talked about. Add a frame. So now I choose an image. Let's choose this image. Done. So there's a bug we could fix. But it's kind of does a cool thing with your photos. It actually puts an iPhone frame around it. So if you have a screenshot, and that's what it was doing. It found all the screenshots. It'd probably do it better on here. Let's see. Let's do a screenshot right here just to give it something to work with. So there's a screenshot. Add a frame. And there's the picture I just took. Let's see if it works on this. It might be, I might only work on the iPhone. Yeah, it did. Now, if I go to my photos, the picture I just took now has, this is the picture I took, and it now has a nice, it has a frame around it. Actually, it didn't fit it all the way around, but so I should take a smaller one, I guess. But that's kind of cool, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have one more app that works well with Siri shortcuts. Lookup. I don't know if we've shown this, but it shows you a word of the day. Learn a new word every day.
Oh, that's good.
I think...
So you could say, Siri, I want to learn a word or something
yes.
like that.
So I think I said, good morning, sunshine. And it's running good morning, which should be my word of the day. Works seamlessly.
Okay, so this is, sigh. Megan.
Yes.
You know, before we go on, I do want to mention something. I don't like it when my pants fall down.
I hate it when your pants fall down. It's my least favorite thing in the world. Yeah.
So I have a new trick. It's called slide belts for Brig Taylor. I love these slide belts. You got to take a look at these. I didn't wear my belt today.
I did not wear my belt today either. Luckily, we have boxes and boxes of our belts there.
I love wearing my slide belt. And today I didn't because I'm wearing my braces. Mm-hmm. But the slide belt is so great. I have to say my slide belt has the Twit logo on it. And I kind of wear it around to special occasions and stuff like that. The thing about the slide belt that's so great is these are comfortable belts. It's a new way of wearing belts. I had actually, one of the reasons I have suspenders on is I had given up on belts because as a man of a certain portly nature, I had difficulty with belts until slide belt came along. And now I am just in love. Let me show you some slide belts here. They come in a variety of different materials. This is, let's do the navy canvas. And this is, so it's a navy canvas belt, and they have the beautiful brass, kind of aged brass buckle. And the way it works here is you get the belt and the buckle, and the slide belt has lengths on one side. So you cut it to length, and you put the length, put this in here. You only have to do this once. Although it does mean that it's easy to change belt materials with the buckle. You can change it anytime you want. Lock that in. It's very secure, so it's not going to ever come out. And then the other side now is the patented ratchet mechanism. So this is so awesome. Most belts, you know, you have holes, and you end up taking... Have you ever Guys, have you ever taken a leather awl or a sharp implement and punched a hole in your belt just because it couldn't fit? Maybe you'd gained a size or two?
That's not just men do that, you know.
Well, this is the slide belt. You don't ever have to do that. This patented ratchet mechanism is so awesome. When you put your belt on, and I love this sound, by the way. This is kind of the morning sound at our house. You ratchet it to the current waist dimensions. Ah, isn't that great?
That's the sound.
I love that.
Heard in the
easy to release, but easy also to loosen or tighten as the day progresses, if you knows what I means. Sometimes maybe you had a nice big meal and you want to just loosen it up a little bit. It's got almost infinite capability, right? Because of all the ratchets. So this is 32 adjustment options. That's a lot more than the 4 or 5 holes in your belt. It's more comfortable than any belt you'll ever wear. It's more effective, and it's a lot cooler, too, because there is a huge selection of straps. That's the canvas with the brass. I also have a lovely vegan leather that looks really nice. Actually, the one I have at home is a beautiful cowhide leather. It's beautiful, but the vegan leather actually looks very nice.
I have the black vegan leather women's belts.
Yeah, and
I love
see
it a
this?
Lot.
Look at that. That is the gunmetal Twit logo. You can get anything engraved on here. This would be a great groomsman's gift if you've got a wedding coming up. Or, I don't know, could you do this for the bridesmaids? You wouldn't give them a belt.
You could.
I guess you could.
Why couldn't you? Belts are back. A little skinny women's belt. They have them in rose gold.
They have all kinds, right?
Yeah. Yes, they do.
What a holiday gift. And they have unisex belts. They have colorful belts for kids, as you mentioned, the skinny belts for women. Soon, Slidebelt watches with swappable watch bands for ultimate customization. This is so awesome. I love it. Slidebelts by Brig Taylor. High quality, comfortable ratchet belts that are easy to adjust. And let me show you one more Slidebelt, which is, I think the groomsmen would love this. This is the survival belt. It looks really great. And again, you have a choice of straps. But let me show you what makes this unique. It's the buckle. Good-looking buckle, right? But you won't believe some of the things this buckle can do. There is a very sharp knife and bottle opener hidden in the buckle, right? It also has a fire starter and a flashlight. So this buckle will do everything. You want me to start a fire while we're here?
Nah.
Come on. You're such a spoil sport. This will set off sparks. You can't actually even see it in the studio light. So this is really, really fun. And I think this would be a great groomsman's gift. Or if you have macho bridesmaids, you could also, woodsman bridesmaids, you could just send them off in the woods.
Like bridesmaids need to survive in this world too.
They do, don't they? Mm-hmm. I love the survival belt. This is 2.0. It is awesome. By the way, before you check out, go to the deals tab. This is, I don't know if they want me to tell you this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Secret, there's some great offers, but these are already discounted, so our special offer doesn't apply, which brings me to our special offer. If you're ready for a better belt, you go to slidebelts.com/twit. Use the code TWIT at checkout, 20% off. That's $30 off the survival belt. Slidebelts.com/twit, and don't forget to use the code TWIT for 20% off your order. I'm sad because usually I like to wear my slide belt on this slide belt day on iOS today, and I like to wear my slide belt, but
it's
I didn't wear
really
it today.
It's a really good gift.
I love my belt. It's made belts comfortable again, thank God.
It's an original gift. I definitely have some people on my list this year who are getting slide belts.
For the holidays, slide belts by Brig Taylor. This is like my old Boy Scout belt, my Cub Scout belt, blue and gold.
Or like I could see you wearing that on a boat, like with your boat shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I just, every morning I do this and Lisa goes, oh, you're putting your belt on, aren't you? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then every evening when I have dinner, the silently expands. You don't have to make a noise. You only make a noise when you're getting skinny.
Right. It's a good noise.
When you're expanding. You're going to get one for your husband, aren't you? Isn't this great? Slide belts. Go to slidebelts.com/twit for 20% off when you use the offer code Twit. And I can, I'll show you later how easy this is. I can take this belt off and resize it and that kind of thing. Really nice. Okay.
Back to the news. We talked about the event.
So exciting.
October 30th.
Yes.
Halloween Eve.
I am crossing my face. I'm definitely getting, I love the iPad Pro. I have the 10 and a half. Mm-hmm. And I love the idea of the same size device with a bigger screen. Me too. Can't wait. Mm-hmm. Right?
It's going to, it's, yeah. And I'm sure there'll be something we don't know about it already.
Exciting. I'll tell you a couple things I'm holding. That weird thing with Type-C and Lightning, that would be eye-opening. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hold out a little bit, though, for a better camera. Mm. Right? They have such good cameras now on the iPhone. I see so many people taking iPad pictures, and while I don't want to foster that, they're doing it. And you know what's great? A lot of kids in school use the iPads for making movies.
That's true.
It's become, and it's actually great for that because you have a great big viewfinder. I want to see Apple port some of its camera functionality in the iPhone into the iPad. So I'll be watching for that on Tuesday. Is there anything you'll be watching for?
Well, I want a cheaper MacBook.
Yeah, I'm. Well, of course, that goes without saying. Macs. I'm really hopeful for the Macs.
But I would like this. I mean, this iPad is fine, but I always like the new, and I like the idea of
maybe
Face
somebody
ID.
Will get you one.
Maybe. My daughter said, you know, her best friend Layla. She's like, her computer has Face ID. I was like, she has a Windows computer. She has it's Windows Hello. She was like, it has. They don't call it Face ID. So
they call it Hello.
Yeah. So it was so funny because I was like, yes, she has a Windows. We could have bought you a Windows computer, but no, you wanted a Mac.
Nowadays, I have to say the Windows computers are pretty good, and their version of Face ID Hello is great.
Yeah.
But I got to point out, it's not as, I don't believe, as secure. It's a little easier to fool Windows Hello than it is to fool the iPhone.
So the other big news is the reviews, the first reviews of the XR, the iPhone XR, are out. You ordered yours.
Today, the embargo lifted. Mm-hmm. I did order mine, and you're disappointed because it comes in colors. You get white and black, right? But there's also that light blue. Mm-hmm. There's coral. They call that pinkish coral. And there's what we call the banana phone, which is yellow. Mm-hmm. And then the product red version. And I probably should have ordered yellow, but I just couldn't see myself carrying a yellow phone. So I ordered the product red. And there's a, you know, I have the iPhone XS Max, but I'm very intrigued by the XR.
Well, I think Jeffrey Fowler from the Wall Street Journal had a good quote saying, this is the best $250 you will ever save on an iPhone. Because it's basically
it's $250
the same,
bucks less, but it's the same guts.
Yes. It's $350 less than the Max.
Wow, that is actually... So here's the difference. It's a Max size... It's kind of in between the...
It's an in-between. It's a size we've never seen before. It's a little more narrower, taller.
Yeah. It does have... Some people are complaining about the bezels, but the real thing you're giving up is it's not an OLED screen. It's a lower quality LCD screen. But actually, since the iPhone X last year was Apple's first OLED screen, it's always had LCDs before. You know, who's to say? If you're upgrading from a 6S, the screen's not going to be any worse. Mm-hmm. Might be better, according to Apple. And the other thing you might care about, and I don't know if you should, is that it'll only have one camera lens. It won't have the telephoto zoom.
But it still will do the portrait mode.
It'll do all the same things. Yeah.
Neil Patel, who's had it for about a week, said he likes the portrait mode on the XR.
Speaking of portrait mode, Apple said, yes, we were over smoothing out the portrait mode, or rather the face, you know, the selfie portrait mode, and we're going to fix that.
Right.
So you'll have better quality selfies.
You ruined my whole... I had a new segment idea.
What's that?
Called The Gate of the Week.
The Gate of the Week?
This was Beauty Gate.
Oh, The Gate of the Week.
Last week was Bagel Gate. This is
Beauty
The
Gate.
Gate of the Week.
Yes,
the
it's making gate. You look too beautiful.
Right, but that was a mistake and they'll be fixing it.
So the reviews are mixed. They're mostly positive, but there are. I've seen some people say that bezel, it's disgusting. Other people, and remember, when you're reading reviews by tech journalists, we've all got the new iPhone XS. We all got the new 10 last year. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen an LCD screen in years. But most normal people are using LCD-based iPhones. That's who's buying the XR. They're upgrading from a couple-of-year-old iPhone. That's normal. They're not going to notice. In fact, they might even say, this is a better screen, because Apple does say, we've really improved the LCD. And I don't think the camera is going to make a huge difference to most people.
The
second lens.
I don't think so either. I mean, I would suggest if you're really on the fence, I would suggest going to a store, not talking to the Verizon or Sprint or person. Don't talk to anyone.
Just look at it.
Don't listen, because they will convince you to get the XS, no matter what you say. But go in when you can hold a XR. Hold it in your hand, first of all, see how it feels.
I think the size might be better.
Yeah. And then look at the screen and compare it to the XS that's right there.
You were saying you thought the Max might be too big for you.
Yeah. And
it's hard to do a one-hand operation. And then the 10 might be too small for you, the XS.
Right.
So maybe this is just right in the middle. It's taller too, right? Yeah. It's a little bit tall. Yeah. So we'll see. I'll get mine Friday, and for next week we'll have it. Mm-hmm. We'll probably be talking about other new stuff.
But I think it's you can really put a number on this, like $250. Like, is it worth that screen?
My initial prediction was that this would be the best selling iPhone of the three you can choose from this year. Mm-hmm. But I might be wrong. It's hard to say. The only data point we have right now is that it's easy to get one. Mm-hmm. The T-Mobile is out 2 weeks, but last time I checked, you can still get an iPhone XR this Friday if you choose any other carrier.
The funny thing they're doing, the tricky thing they're doing with storage is they don't have the same storage tiers, the XS and the XR, which is one of those, obviously Apple's a company, they're trying to make money. But this was from Daring Fireball. Only the XR offers a 128 gigabyte storage tier, and that's $50 more. But if you want more than 64 gigabytes with the XS, you've got to pay $150
more. To go to 256.
And the base price and jump all the way to 256, like I said. Yeah.
So. I think, I'm going to say 64 gigs should be enough for most people.
Yeah, I think so.
We have 256s. That's nuts. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to test that. The 10R I bought is 64 gigs. And the reason I bought the red one, not the banana phone, is because I don't think I'm going to turn around and return it. I think I'm probably going to switch, at least for a little while, to see.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like this is a pretty good looking phone. I love the color. Mm-hmm. You can't get a red XS or XS Max.
Not yet, anyway.
And it's got the same exact speed. It's this amazing A12 Bionic, which is now we're learning faster than some of the MacBooks. It just greases all the Android phones. It is an amazingly fast chip. It's fine-tuned to exactly what this phone's supposed to do. So it has, for instance, code in the chip, in the hardware, to render JavaScript, which you do a lot on a website, which makes it the fastest JavaScript engine ever, practically. Well beyond anything any other phone can do. So, and that's all in the XR. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna make it my daily driver for a little bit, at least a month, just to see. I think 64 gigs is plenty. And now I tend to put a lot of music and photos and mostly audiobooks, as you noticed, on my phone. We were going through audiobooks before the show. But I think 64, that's still plenty of audiobooks and plenty of music.
Yeah.
I'm not too worried. Think what we're saying here. I remember when computers came with 2 gigabytes and we were happy.
Yeah. And we walked uphill both ways.
Yes. School.
I think this is an interesting time. I feel bad for the people because I do know, like, our kid's principal, she had a 6 that was almost broken, and she was waiting and waiting to get the new phone, and she walked in and got the XS, where I think the XR would have been fine for her, but they don't have those in stores. They weren't telling people about them. And so
she spent $250 more than she needed to, maybe.
The $350, because I think she got the big version, because those big versions are for, you know, we're
I feel bad because I should have been there to protect her.
I know. I feel
every time I see Janet, she says, "What phone should I get?" And I've told her so many phones, and I'm so disheartened to hear that she never got any of them.
Well, that wasn't Janet. It was the boy's principal.
Oh, the boy's principal.
Yeah, not the head of school. I don't know what phone Janet has.
Okay, because I used to be, when my kids were there, her go-to guy on what phone to get.
Mm-hmm. Well, my boys were teaching her how to use her iPhone since they were like 8 years old.
So, I feel bad. And I think I had said many times, I think maybe even on this show, wait for the XR, because that will be, to me, that's the sweet spot. That will be the phone that the iPhone most people will want. Whether the fact that you can still get one by just going online or even going to the store. I bet you can walk into a store on Friday and pretty much get your choice of XRs. Whether that will be the case Friday, I don't know, but I bet you. But does that mean that they didn't sell a lot, or just that they've been cranking them out like crazy since last August? You know, it's hard to say. The cameras, the same camera, just only one lens, so you don't have the dual focal lengths. But otherwise, it does all the same things.
Mm-hmm. Plus, it's much easier to say 10R than you don't want to say XR.
I like 10R.
You want to say XS.
Well, I don't like saying tennis.
I got one more little piece of news here. If you are depending on Apple screen time to protect your kids without paying attention to them, don't. Your kids are smarter than you think. Brian Clark said that kids, not surprisingly, are thwarting the screen time, Apple screen time feature. My favorite was, so it doesn't automatically block iMessage. And my kids are like, you can't block iMessage. How do I communicate with you? And so apparently in YouTube, like you can put a limit on YouTube, but then kids can message themselves links to YouTube videos and then watch them in the iMessage
app. Oh, they're so smart, these kids.
So there's all kinds of
kids.
Check out Brian's article.
The kids are too smart.
It's pretty funny. I mean, I've been sort of, I turned on screen time on all my kids' devices, and I'm pretty sure they all turned them off. Which they're smart enough to do that. But it's more of like encouragement. And mostly I've been using screen time for myself. I set a 30-minute limit a day for Twitter for myself. And I thwart myself. Like I use it on my, I use Twitter on my computer. Or then I start moving to Facebook. Yeah. I haven't been using Facebook, but I started using it now that my 30 minutes on Twitter limit.
I noticed that it says, okay, you can, and I would always just say, yeah, I'm here to use Twitter.
Yeah.
So what I did is I canceled my Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr account. That's, and now I'm happy. I have no withdrawal.
My heart hurts just hearing you say that. Because I, you
it
know,
makes
it's so
me
sad.
So happy.
Someone like tags you on Twitter, and you just—it doesn't. It's no link.
Crafty kids are finding ingenious ways to thwart screen time.
Yeah, like
are you surprised?
Like mm-hmm. No.
If the adults are doing it, you can't expect teenagers with their wily ways to be buffaloed.
I think that Apple really designed it as a way for all of us to sort of pay attention to how much we're using and try on our own to have some self-control. Like you can't, I think you have to take away your phone from your kids until they get to a certain age. You can't just trust them to not use it. Like you just got to remove it until they get, I don't know, 12, 13. At that point, then they need to have to learn some self-control.
I mean, that was always my kind of debate with the high school was, if you block all of these things, A, they're going to figure out ways to get around it, and B, they never learn to control themselves. They don't have to. So, you know, I mean, I understand keeping temptation out of the way. Do you hide candy in the house? Yeah. Jennifer used to throw any desserts, sweets, or treats that anybody brought. She'd throw them. She'd let everybody have a bite and then throw it away. Oh. There'd be whole cakes in the trash. That's why I had to move on. Lisa's bowls of candy out. And you know what? I eat them. I wish she didn't.
This is a really confusing conversation we're having right now. And I'm
Jennifer's my ex-wife. And I actually, now thinking back, realized she was right. Just throw them out. It wasn't why we broke up. Well, maybe it was a little bit.
What coffee are you drinking, Leo?
He never has a second cup at home. I always have at least two cups of this fabulous Tres Pontas. I was gonna see if my taste buds could detect it, and I know. But I think is I know it's Tres Pontas because it's always. How can I describe it? It's the smoothest coffee, right, you'll ever have, and I know why that is. They explained it to me. Tres Pontas is a coffee from a single farm in Brazil, the Race family farm, in the beautiful high mountains, the Tres Pontas Mountains of Brazil. For over 100 years, three generations, the Race family has been growing some of the best premium select coffee in Brazil. They never, ever sent it to the U.S. They kept it to themselves until the great folks at Tres Pontas came along and said, we would like to import your coffee to the U.S. They import the beans green, roast it in the U.S., and get it to you fast. In fact, every bag has the date of the roasting on it, and it's usually about a week at most before you get it, which means it's really fresh. That makes a big difference. Absolutely. But I'll tell you why it's so smooth. It doesn't have that bitter, tangy thing. First of all, they're the best Arabica beans. I mean, they're just great beans. But even more importantly, it's not they don't wash the pulp off. So in a lot of areas where they grow coffee, mold will grow on the coffee, not in the high mountains of Brazil. So they have to wash the beans. And when they wash the beans, it washes off the pulp. And it turns out that pulp, you see there, there's a picture on the website you can see where they describe this. That pulp, which is just a little shell, a very delicate shell around the bean, is what makes it so smooth. It's a very important component, and it's why you want this process as opposed to the way other companies make their coffee. It is fantastic. And if you're ever curious about where your coffee came from, let me show you a fun little trick. I'm going to turn on the iPhone and get a picture of that QR code. Let's see if I can get that right there. Can you see it? And there you go. It pops up the Google Maps exact location where the bean is grown.
I see your beans.
There's your beans, right? I got your beans right there. Up high in the mountains, best place to grow coffee. All right. I hope I've sold you on at least trying this amazing coffee. There's the Race family. They're really kind of cool. It really is a neat story. By the way, all the pictures you see on this website were taken with an iPhone. Mm. The folks at Tres Pontas went down there when they made the deal, and they took a lot of pictures of the family and stuff, and they did it all with an iPhone, which is cool. There are a couple of ways you can get it. You can't get it in the grocery store, sorry. Partly because they want you to get fresh beans. So you can buy a single bag on Amazon, maybe if you want to try before you buy. Okay, but I would suggest you do what we do, which is get the subscription. 100% Arabica beans, certified non-GMO, certified kosher, picked by hand, roasted by hand in small batches, pulped natural processed naturally, not washed. 12-ounce bags, you can get whole and ground, or you can get pods. They have pods now, which is new. Wow, I didn't know that. We're going to get pods for our machine. Light, medium, dark, or French roast, depending on what you like. I would try the light or medium. We're doing light right now because that's the best way to really get the flavor of the bean. When you roast it dark, then it makes a little less difference. But I try the light roast. If you're a gourmet, the way we like to do it and the way we did it today, we take the light roast, we grind it fresh with a burr grinder, and we use our AeroPress, which is a really inexpensive but a fantastic way to make coffee. That is kind of a French press, kind of a filter. It's a mix. And it's how a premium select coffee should be. Holidays are fast approaching. You can get a subscription. This would be a great gift for friends and family, or a host gift if you're going to Thanksgiving dinner at somebody's house to say, here, I'd like you to try this coffee. And everybody will try it. And then you can say, well, you can sign them all up. Share a fresh cup of Tres Pontas Premium Select Coffee with the people you love the most. It's roasted to order from the Rice family to your family. And there's another reason to get a subscription. You will save. Once you subscribe, you'll save 10% on every bag of coffee. By the way, on the website, they also, we've talked about it before, have great olive oil. If you can add that to your subscription, can include coffee and olive oil. You can mix and match if you want. So you get 10% off with a subscription. And because you're listening to iOS today, you'll get an additional 10% off. So that means 20% off, $15 for a bag, 20% off, if my math is correct, is $12 for a bag. That's a great deal. Every bag you get, 20% off. But you have to sign up for the subscription to get the discount. It's only on subscriptions, and you have to do it at our special address, trespontas.com/IOS. That's TRESPONTAS. It's 3 points because of the mountains they're in, and you can see it on the label. That's 3 points. trespontas.com/IOS, and use the code IOS. That way we'll get credit. You can place your order on Amazon, but you're not going to get the 20% off. You have to do that subscription. But if you want to, I wouldn't blame you. Get a bag first. Try it. trespontas.com/IOS. Don't forget the code IOS. Ooh, I have other bags. Ooh.
What's the blue? Medium?
Dark roast.
Oh, dark.
Green is medium roast. Mm. Yellow is light roast. This is all we drink at home. It is our coffee of choice. trespontas.com/IOS. Use the code IOS for 20% off each and every subscription.
I love subscriptions, too, because it's one less thing you got to think about.
Somebody in the chat room says, I can get 33 ounces for $15. Yes. I bet you can get even cheaper.
Hazelnut.
You can get the Go to Costco, get their 3-year-old bags for nothing. Just don't drink it. Feed it to the pigs.
All right.
Save Tres Puntas for you. Is it time for a hat?
It's time for a hat.
Well, you know what's coming? Winter.
Winter is coming.
Winter. Oh. This is in honor of our visiting Canadians. Mm-hmm. You know this look? No? Oh, you're in Victoria. You don't have this kind of... Oh, Victoria.
Texas.
Oh, no, it says UK. I just misread it. Is that the United Kingdom? Or Upper Kingbo?
Not Victoria, Texas.
Oh, High Wycombe. You come from High Wycombe. Well, that is a beautiful area. He says no. God bless the queen.
Do you think I should fasten these? I like
them. No.
Okay.
Look, that you look so cute with the flaps, like a little bear. Like a little gray bear.
Okay.
We're wearing Russian. Are these Russian? I think they are. And, you know,
they're
normally
warm.
You tie them up here
until
you needed the ear protection, and then you'd let them fall in a graceful manner.
I might borrow this next time I go to Montana. It's
I actually
warm.
Have given away a few of these because we've had people going cold places, and I've said, well, please. What are these? There's a name for these kinds of Russian
Cossack
fur hats. I love them. Anyway.
Okay, so we're wearing hats because it's AppCap time.
AppCap time? Mm-hmm. I love AppCap time.
Our favorite app of the week, the apps we've been playing with this week. So last week, you might remember that I said my goal for the week was to just every day do something fun. And so you suggested Pokemon Go. And remember, I tried to install it, and it kept crashing. I tried for several days, maybe two days after.
You did? I'm so sorry.
I decided I was. What else would I think was fun? And I discovered that logic puzzles are fun.
That's because you're smart.
They're fun.
They are. I love logic puzzles.
So I downloaded an app called Brilliant. Have you heard of Brilliant?
Oh, I know Brilliant.
You know, I feel like we've talked about Brilliant before, but I never paid attention when you were talking about it.
You know how I know Brilliant?
How?
The great New York Times reporter Virginia Heffernan.
Oh, yes.
Is a brilliant fanatic. When she has any downtime, she will play Brilliant.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
I find it too difficult. She's obviously smarter than me.
Yeah.
And you are too.
Mm-hmm.
So show us Brilliant.
Okay. So you can do a few puzzles for free, but I signed up for...
It's a subscription?
There's a few for free. Then there's the pro version and the premium and then pro. I'm using premium. So shall we do a logic puzzle?
Yeah.
Okay, so riddles
so hard.
Of order.
I get anxious just looking
you do?
At this.
I thought you loved this kind of stuff.
I do, and now I'm getting anxious.
Okay, three bees named
Ellie Buzz,
Free Buzz, and Green Buzz participate in a contest to gather the most nectar.
Okay.
And place first, second, and third in some order.
In some order.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Ellie Buzz gathers more than Free Buzz.
Right.
How many different possible orders are there of placing all three bees?
Well, Ellie Buzz could be first.
Mm-hmm.
Ellie Buzz could be second, but she couldn't be third.
Mm-hmm.
If Ellie Buzz is first... Then there's two possible combinations with Free Buzz and Acid Buzz. So Ellie Buzz, Free Buzz, and Johnny Buzz. Ellie Buzz, Johnny Buzz, and Free Buzz. So that's two possibilities. Ellie Buzz could be second. And then there's only one possibility if she's second. So I'm going to say, what was that? Three.
Three. I think you're right. Does everyone agree? Three. Let's see. Submit. Correct.
Oh, God. Thank God. The pressure is too intense.
So here's the solution that you already figured out. And there's...
It's fine for Virginia Heffernan and Renee Ritchie. They're smart.
So we could go on, but that made you way more nervous than I want.
Is it? It's mostly STEM?
It's math and science. So there's not just logic. There's courses. There's algebra fundamentals. I was doing some of this with my kids. There's computer science fundamentals. Perhaps you would feel more comfortable with that. Number theory, Neural networks, physics of the everyday. Let's try physics of the everyday. You want to, from the in the house, from the fridge to the toilet?
Is it? Yeah, you're beginning, so I can probably do this.
Break down real world problems in pieces and learn to think like a physicist.
Think like a physicist. Okay.
Third thermodynamic cycles. Whoa. We're going to move heat around in the refrigerator and why you shouldn't leave the door
open. These are good, though. You should do these because they do, maybe they're challenging. I hope they're challenging. But they expand your mind, right? And I think you can learn how to think like this, right?
And they're fun. Yeah. So, I mean, who doesn't want to do science of the toilet? I do.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. Prior to, this is a quiz where we're going to learn the three crucial components and understand how they come together to produce.
Fluid dynamics.
I don't know if this is as interesting. Okay. What is the basic idea behind a refrigerator?
The hot air goes up, the cold air. Oh, the basic idea is a compressor, right? So what are the choices?
A, it makes cold air and injects it into the food compartment. B, it sucks in cold air from the room and pumps it into the food compartment.
Ooh.
Or C, it removes heat from the compartment and pumps it to the outside.
That's the proper choice would be three.
C, it removes heat from...
Doesn't make cold air, it removes heat. It's a heat sucker.
Correct. So that's interesting to me.
It is.
That's something I'm going to mention at the next cocktail
party. Did you know that your refrigerator is not making cool air, but is in fact removing hot air?
Yeah. Like, that's fun facts.
Wow.
So we
That'll
could go
really
on.
Make you popular.
But it will show your progress. So premium is what I'm doing now, and that's $10 a month if you pay for the whole.
That's expensive.
Yeah. If you pay for the whole year, it's $10 a month. If you only pay for 1 month, I think it's like $12.
So it's $120.
And then the pro is when.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's.
Even more?
You get. Like, you can get help from one of these people.
On your team?
You can invite them over for dinner, and apparently...
Are these the people who write the puzzles?
I mean, probably not the director of marketing, but maybe the senior software engineer or the applied science lead or the lead data.
I'm telling you, I got this when Virginia Heffernan said this was one of the ways she stayed so smart. And I think I probably quit after one or two.
Oh, really?
But I'm putting it back on.
Gosh darn it. Let's look at the silence of the whirligig. Suppose we shoot bouncy balls at a flat board as shown below. During the collision, the balls exert a force on the board. In which direction is this force? Up or down?
Okay, because the ball's coming up.
Shoot bouncy balls at a flat board.
At a flat board above you.
Yeah. So
what force is the bouncy ball
exerting?
Well, you would normally say it's shooting, it's force up, right?
Right. That's what I would say. What do you think?
Well, why should they? It can't be obvious, or they wouldn't even ask this question.
So, down.
We've overthought it.
Oh, yeah. Up. Let's view the solution.
Why would they even ask that question?
Initially, the bouncy balls are traveling straight upward. After they hit the board, they travel straight down.
Yeah,
to change the ball's direction, the board must have applied a force straight down.
Oh, the force from the board is
board
down.
The cannot act on the ball without the ball acting on the board.
That's Newtonian sort of like physics.
That's like our relationship.
For every, yes.
I cannot act until you act.
For every jerky host, there has to be an equal and opposite co-host.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Wearing a hat.
Yep. So brilliant.
Not real fur. So don't throw blood at me.
The pro is $27 a month. So, and that's only if you pay.
Now I know why I stopped doing it. That's ridiculous.
Well, let's say you were homeschooling.
Oh, yeah.
Or just really wanted.
It would be actually good to give this to somebody like Michael, who's 15 and he's learning all these concepts. Yeah. And it would be fun for him.
Yeah, it's fun. And they send some puzzles in the mail. It was.
So if you pay nothing, you only get three questions? Do you get something for free?
I did it for a couple of days doing, I don't know.
I'm going to do it for free for a while.
Yeah, do it for free. I think it lasted a couple of days before it's charged me. And then maybe you can do the puzzles, but you can't get the solutions unless you pay.
Well, that would be really frustrating. Here's the question. Good luck finding out what the answer is.
Yeah. But I really like, I enjoy the logic puzzle, and I like how it makes my brain feel, and it's fun.
It's fun. Puzzles are fun.
Mm-hmm.
Math and science done right. Brilliant. All right. All right. Gonna have to take a look at that. I have a game for people, normal people, who just want to relax.
After that.
Actually, I don't really in a way. So there is a...
you don't have any recommendations?
This is a very hard game. And if there's any knock on it, it's hard. It was written by some independent game developers in Brazil. And it is a genre that Kevin knows called Metroidvania, based on a combination of Metroid and Castlevania. They could have called it Castle Metroid, but no, Metroidvania, which sounds like, frankly, a disease. But it isn't. We're going to play Dandara. And this is actually a fun platformer. We'll actually get into the game here, and you can kind of see. Long Hat House is a couple of brilliant Brazilians and Raw Fury. So Castlevania look, right, and feel to it. But Metroid, kind of the genre of platformer here. Is it Metroid Prime that we call this? I can't remember. The Salt was once in a beautiful piece. Creation and intention merged together into learning and growth. But like cancer, a golden idea grew. Pay no attention to this part. The balance broke, blah, blah, blah. And oppression came. Kind of what's happening in Brazil right now. They're, you know, it's kind of maybe influenced by the political situation in Brazil. But then, from the crib of creation,
like Superman,
a new hope has awakened. That's you, by the way. That's you. Now, we should show you a couple of moves. That's the aimer. And you got to aim. Notice he's upside down. This is, or she, this is going to be an important point to note, is that the world isn't just one direction. I'm getting good at this. Whoops.
It's like the physics. Which force is being
inserted? But we're going to, this is just practice. It's basically the tutorial, because we're going to get into the levels here in a second. Now, you got to go far enough over there so you can go there. And now, let's try shooting. That's the right-hand side. And that's a little trickier because I'm not yet where I need to be. How about that? Ah, door has opened. And I unlock it. What do I do? And go in to the world. This is a fun platformer, but I have to warn you, it is a very challenging platform. So this is for people who really enjoy this kind of game and want something that is more of a challenge. Notice how we are. Whoa. Okay, you might get a little seasick. Oh. Watch those spikes. Get the idea. I don't, apparently. What have I done wrong? Help me, Kevin. I guess I can't get out until I go elsewhere.
Oh. What if you're
I've maybe gone down the wrong hole. Oh. So I got to get on this thing again. And, oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, I'm getting queasy. Maybe go there.
Oh. Can you shoot a hole in that thing?
Can't go there. I can only go to the white areas. Ooh, I don't know. What do you think?
How did you get out of the last door?
I did that thing, right? Or maybe I should go down. Oh, let's go down. Well, you get the idea. This is... You'll know immediately as you look at this if this is for you. If you like that Metroid style with the Castlevania art, you're going to love Dandara. $15. That's the only negative. It's a little, but no in-app purchases. And that's kind of my new Year's resolution. I'm going to try to recommend games where you pay once and you get the whole game.
So no in-app purchases, no subscriptions?
Nope. Nothing. $15. And I think $15 for this is actually a good price. That's the right price.
Yeah.
It is an indie game, a new Raw Fury melodrama. I'm sorry, Metroidvania. And as you can see, there's
looks
a lot of fun.
Very melodramatic, yeah. Actually. Dundara.
Yeah. I really, a lot of awards. It was an Apple pick a few weeks ago. I picked it up, and I have to say it's a lot of fun. Dundara.
Explore a Dundara. Directionless world. That's good.
Yeah.
In these days.
That really, the rotation really gets you after a while. It's like, hey, am I up? Am I down? Where am I? Oh, I just hit the spikes. Don't hit the spikes, whatever you do.
Don't hit the spikes is really a theme for a whole today's show.
Game over, man. Game over.
You've fallen into oblivion.
This show
also has fallen into oblivion.
It's over.
And it's over. Email me, Megan at twit.tv. We will get to all of your emails. Send us videos. Send us links to videos of questions or comments.
Or those. App caps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so always this, like to hear what you
if you're
like.
You're loving an app. We want to hear about it.
It's all kind of us sharing. We're all sharing. Everybody's sharing.
Everyone's sharing. Sharing. If you've got shortcuts, share those with us too. We want to hear about that.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, boy, that's frustrating when they don't work.
Yeah, yeah. Subscribe to the show, twit.tv/iOS. You get all the ways.
I think I look evil in that picture. I look like I'm up to no good. You look funny and happy and nice. There's something
the
wrong.
Camera doesn't Leo's lie, Leo.
Leo's up to some. Not up to. Yes, iOS. Go to twit.tv/iOS to see that.
See that evil.
He's
Leo
up to something.
Picture. Yeah, you can subscribe. Tell your friends to subscribe. That is a good way to spread the news. If you tell, I mean, don't be embarrassed. Don't be shy that you love iOS or that you
spread
love watching people in funny hats. Tell your friends,
spread
your parents,
love.
Your children, your neighbors.
Yes.
And come join us, too. Tickets at twit.tv if you want to be in
the
studio.
Yes, like our friends from Wickham.
Mm-hmm.
We will be back next Tuesday early, remember, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern time. That's going to be a little calculation for me in the old UTC thing. I believe that's 1400 UTC. It's either 1300 or 1400 UTC. I think it's 1400 because the problem is that in some areas you're already in standard time. In some areas, you're still, as we are, in summertime. This is the couple of 3 weeks where it's just a mess.
Mm-hmm.
UTC doesn't change. We don't change until next November 4th or something. So I guess you're right. I guess you're right. We're still going to be 1400 UTC. As we begin the stream, we will watch the Apple stream. We will comment on it non-snarkily because Megan and I are nice people.
Mm-hmm.
And we will all be excited about new iPads and maybe even new Macintoshes. Immediately after that stream ends, iOS Today will begin.
Here again, talking again about it.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time on iOS Today. Bye-bye.